Listening to you list off your very special guests and their background, you've got a brewer, you've got everyone else involved with food. No wine?
Well, it's interesting you bring up the grape, because I don't know if people understand this, but the Thompson Valley is going to become what they call a GI next year.
What's that?
A Geographica Indica, which is an appellation. So for those of you who drink wine, you'll know that all over the world, wines are produced in specific appellations. And even though there's only four producers right now in the Thompson Valley, there's Sagewood and there's Monte Creek, of course, there's Harper's and Privado. The valley itself now is being recognized for having its own microclimate and terroir. So that's actually quite significant. But here's the thing. If you're someone who's been in this area forever, the grape also represents a couple very important things. It represents and is a metaphor for ongoing settlement and colonization. It's a metaphor for climate change. And it's a metaphor for how the world is becoming more globalized. So, you know, later in the week, we're having actually the Kamloops Wine Trail as a partner on a special dinner we're organizing. So
oh, yeah.
On Thursday night, we have a dinner called Globally Inspired, Locally Created, where Chef Ned Bell is going to work with our students in the culinary arts program to put on a five-course meal with local ingredients and sourced with local beverages. And that's we'll have the tickets on sale in the next week or two. We expect that to sell out very quickly. There's only 100 tickets available. But again, it's a way to engage the students. It's a way to make these connections. And it's a way for people to understand that there's a constant dance of change. And I'm excited about that dinner because I'm going to try octopus bacon.
Octopus bacon.
Octopus bacon, yeah. I'm looking forward to that.
So you've seen some of the menu already.
The menu is outstanding. It's world class. World class.
Five course, you said, huh?
Five course meal, $100. And you get to have Chef Ned Bill's cookbook when you leave.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Wow.
You know, most of us have attended one time or another a number of international festivals. They come up all over the place. Some are not so good. Some are very good. And some are very expensive. What is one going to take away from iDays?
Well, again, we've tried to have a little bit for everybody. So some of the stuff is fun. And some of the stuff, if you will, is more thoughtful. Not that they're mutually exclusive, but there's something for everybody. There's another event, for example, which isn't so much related to the theme, but it is called Masala Mix. And we have a DJ coming up from Vancouver, from Surrey. His name is DJ Convict. And students in the tourism department in the events planning program are going to be hosting this DJ. And they'll be spinning music, and I guess they're not really records anymore, but using
it's all in computers now.
Some digital, yeah. Some digital trickery, if you will. DJ Convict will be playing a variety of sounds from South Asia, from India, and some Bengali music, and we have 300 tickets available. So there'll be 300 students who can come up and have a good time and enjoy themselves.
You want to make any bets that it'll be more international students attending that than?
It could well be, but you know what? Here's the thing about iDays is we really want to use it as a platform for international students and our domestic students. I really don't like that term. But our students, you know, the Canadian students who are from this region, it's an opportunity for them to showcase their own cultures and get to know a little bit about each other. So I encourage them to come out. It's going to be a great night.
I'm going to take a break here now, Tony. When I come back, what I'd like to do is talk about student volunteerism toward this event, if I could, and
sure.
And much more. The iDays, again, is coming up March 6th through to the 9th. My guest, Tony Raga, who is Director, International and Managing Director, TRU World Global Operations. Back with more right after this on Radio NL. Welcome back to Talk to the Experts. Tony Raga is in the studio this morning. He is Director, International and Managing Director of TRU World Global Operations. You get a business card that big to put all that on there?
That's funny you mention that. It's we have a banner that I have to unroll for people.
It's quite the title, that's for sure. But an interesting one, to say the least, and we've got the reasons for that earlier. iDays is coming up March 6th through to 9th. Do you ask the students to volunteer some of their time for this event?
We do, and we are looking for volunteers. So if there are students who want to come out and volunteer for the showcase on Friday, we need a large clutch of motivated, dedicated volunteers to help out with the showcase, and they can get in touch with TRU World, and we'll be happy to put them in our volunteer database and get them active. And I'm looking for volunteers to help me through the rest of the week. So absolutely, they should check out the iDays webpage on the TRU website.
Okay.
And if they go to the iDays webpage, they just need to go up into the little magnifying glass, the search bar on the right-hand side of the website, and just type up iDays, and the iDays site will pop up. And on the left-hand side, there'll be a big word that says volunteer, and they click that, and then they can get in touch with us and fill out a form, and we'll get them busy right away.
How many volunteers would you utilize in this?
Oh, it could be anywhere from 25 to 100, depending on...
Really?
Yeah. I mean, volunteering... But here's the thing. Here's the big message today that I'd like... If there are students listening right now, the cool thing about iDays is it's not just about volunteering for the event. It's about volunteering after the event for things that the event is showcasing.
Okay.
So, for example, on Tuesday, we have a workshop that the Office of Sustainability Ambassadors is putting on. So those are volunteers on campus. And they're working in concert with an organization called the British Columbia Council for International Cooperation. And they're going to do a workshop on Tuesday afternoon that's designed to get students engaged with community organizations which are trying to link what's happening in Kamloops and the Valley to the sustainable development goals around hunger, sustainable production consumption, healthy communities, and health and well-being. So if you're interested in those kind of issues, this provides you with an opportunity to get engaged and volunteer for the rest of the time that you're in Kamloops, because there are all kinds of great organizations locally that are needing volunteers as well.
And aside from that, create some pretty good friendships on top of that.
Absolutely. As someone who's always volunteered, and you know, whether I'm involved in, you know, coaching a soccer team or whether I'm on the board of an organization, I've always felt that volunteering provides you with skills and opportunities and friendships that, you know, change the way you think and live.